take a beautiful, nice, deep breath. And really bring your awareness into your body. Bring your awareness down into your feet. And really feeling the bottoms of your feet, becoming almost ultra aware of those chakras at the bottom of your feet. Beautiful. And with your next breath, just bring your awareness all the way through your central column of light, your central channel of light that goes all the way through from your crown down into your base. And just allow yourself to acknowledge and connect into your Earth Star, which is about your legs length below your feet. That is the interface. That is your personal interface into the intelligence and energy of the planet. And then bring your awareness about 12 to 18 inches above your head into your galactic star, which is your light body's interface mechanism for all the light codes, information that is coming in from the cosmos. And with your next breath, I want you to see a column of light that extends between your galactic star and your Earth Star, fully encompassing you and your fields. Usually the diameter is about 1.5 arm's length out in diameter. And as you bring this column container of light that you are now fully encased within, having your galactic star and your Earth Star creating a beautiful column of light. And you can begin to see that the Earth Star and the galactic star communicate in multiple ways together. And this outer container level where they are rim to rim with that beautiful connection running the length of your body and more. They are in constant communication as part of your light body configuration. But we're just bringing our awareness to it and amplifying it at this time and allowing it to come more fully into our awareness. And again, these are part of your light body construction. This is part of your mechanism to receive and interpret light as information coming both from the planet and from the cosmos. These are your interfaces that actually fine-tune the information based upon what is appropriate for you in every now moment. So just take another beautiful, nice, deep breath and allow yourself to become fully aware of these levels of your light body. And setting the intention to be able to receive, integrate, and interpret the highest levels of light. Beautiful, beautiful. And if you would, please go ahead and extend your central column in the center of your body, that beautiful tube of light, all the way down into the crystalline core of Gaia. And tap into that beautiful wisdom, intelligence, frequency, light emanations coming from the core of her body, her crystalline heart. As she continues to awaken to the truth of who she is, reactivating her own light body. Part of that is also activating her crystal body. And just tap into the incredible amount of information that is available to you. And at times, it may feel a little overwhelming. And that is why we draw it up through the Earth Star to be able to start fine-tuning exactly what is appropriate for you in this now moment. But as you sit in the crystalline core, you can feel, see, sense, intuit, just have a deep knowing, however you are able to receive or simply imagine a symphony of light. It is almost as if she is getting ready to give birth to a whole new level of her own divine energy. Feels almost like a birthing, getting ready to happen, this whole emanation of incredible crystalline, crystal heart energy coming from her emerald, aqua, and beautiful amethyst frequencies of light. And again, there's gold in there. There's many different colors, but those are the prominent that are showing up. And it's a dance. It's just this, almost this pulsation of those frequencies and that energy and that light. And you can feel it and you can dance within it. You can feel the energy as it moves in her crystalline core as you are tapped into it. You can feel the rhythm in your body actually responding to those beautiful frequencies as she is getting ready to actually birth a whole new level of her crystal body. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And with that, as you sit within that symphony of light, of sound, of information, of her beautiful and incredible love, tapping into that energy with absolute ease and grace. Allow yourself to begin to draw that up through your central column. And I want you to pay attention as it hits your Earth Star, as it comes up into the center of your Earth star and expands out the diameter of that incredible interface. And if you have ever seen the movement of like crystal sand particles on like a speaker, there is beautiful sacred geometries that are coming, that come to life through that sound. That's the type of thing that is happening on your Earth star right now. There are incredible, it's like a dance as this pulse of light comes into your Earth star, and your Earth star begins to actually integrate and interpret this beautiful light codes that are coming up from the crystalline core of Gaia as she, again, is getting ready to birth the next level of her crystalline body. And if you tap into the bottoms of your feet and those feet chakras, they can actually feel the pulsing. They can feel the music, if you will, that is coming up and being interpreted by the Earth Star. And your feet chakras are also tapping into that with incredible awareness. Just watch your Earth Star as it continues to bring forth and fine-tune these incredible frequencies and communications of light coming from the crystalline core. Just clearing a little bit out of the bottoms of the feet so that can receive up through your body. Wow, okay. And let's bring your awareness back into your heart, please, in your high heart mechanism. The high heart mechanism is incredibly important in the light body constructs to be able to interpret and integrate and receive the information, the light code frequencies of higher and higher and higher energetics. And so you may begin to feel the high heart mechanism of your body to fine tune is maybe the best way to say it. And you may begin to see that emerald light, the amethyst light, the aqua light coming up through the Earth Star, starting to almost dance in beautiful flows of this frequency up through your body, up through the full container of your fields. It's almost like flames. It looks like flames, and then it also looks like if you were looking at one of those old lava lamps. It's just this incredible fluid light coming up through your body. And it's interesting because each of you are receiving that light individually as it is intended for your highest good and for your highest potential. So when I'm looking out, I'm seeing each of you, it's not exactly the same. The colors, the way it's coming up, where it's hitting in your body, in your fields, in your physical body, in your actual energetic bodies. It's quite beautiful, but it looks like flames, and yet it looks like more liquid as well. It's really quite beautiful. Many of you may begin to feel quite a bit of activation going on in the back of your head, back in the higher mind. Beautiful. And as those flames, almost liquid flames, continue to come up from your Earth Star in perfect harmony with what is exactly appropriate for you in this now moment, we're going to shift our attention back into our central channel, and we're going to very quickly extend it out through our sun, out into the great central sun, and beyond into the cosmic heart of the universe. And as it moves through our sun, the great central sun, and beyond, you can feel the resonance of the connection into that cosmic heart. And as those beautiful frequencies continue to come up from the crystalline core of Gaia, going through your Earth Star, being refined exactly to what you need in this now moment, you may continue to see and feel quite a bit going on in your body. There's quite a bit that's happening at the back of the higher mind. You can may feel some tingling going on in that part of your head. You may begin to feel it at the top of the crown as well. Some of you may be feeling quite a bit going on down at the ascension chakra, right? Beautiful. And as you are connected into the cosmic heart through the great central sun and through our sun, you may begin to feel it's a beautiful, almost a dripping effect of golden, beautiful sun codes, crystalline sun codes of light coming down through our sun, these diamond sun codes coming in, but they look almost like liquid light again. They are another beautiful golden liquid light that is being emanated by so much light. It sparkles like a diamond, and you can see those beginning to come down through your central column that is extended up through our sun and beyond. Some of you may be feeling a little dizzy and out of your body at the moment. Please take a beautiful, nice deep breath all the way down into your belly. And just become fully aware of your body. These codes of light coming in from the crystalline core of the planet of Gaia are bringing forth these incredible light. Again, they still look like liquid flames of this aqua, the emerald, the amethyst, and the gold. And as the gold comes up, it's starting to connect with the diamond sun gold droplets of crystalline light. And as those two come together, there's a spark that is happening, and it's happening all around you, and actually starting to penetrate within the body as well. Whew, I know some of you are having a very difficult time staying conscious for this. That's fine. Just relax and flow into this. And as you do, bring your awareness back into that high heart. And I want you to tap into that divine mother frequency that you know at the depth of your soul. The energy and the frequency of that divine mother, divine feminine frequency. It is a state of being. It is a level of consciousness where you simply are those incredibly beautiful frequencies of light. You emanate it. You become. It is not something that you strive for. It is a state of being that envelops your very consciousness, bringing you into levels of compassion, of cooperation, of complete knowing that we are all one, that there is no separation between you and the essence of the person at the grocery store, or the essence of the person driving next to you in that car. There is a level of complete knowing that we are all sparks of the divine. And that brings a level of compassion and a shift in the way that you walk through this world. It is a state of being with these divine feminine, divine mother frequencies of light that are coming back into a more refined and available state of being within your daily experience. As these diamond sun codes continue to come down through your central column, coming through your galactic star, being refined perfectly to what is appropriate for you in this now moment, as determined by your higher self, your higher states of wisdom, as you continue to move into higher states of consciousness, of truly being higher states of light. There is a deep knowing coming forth within your awareness. And that knowing is even difficult to put into words. These are the principles of the divine mother, of that divine feminine, of that creator energy. A depth of love, of compassion, of presence. You may be feeling quite a bit going on in your high heart mechanism, almost like it's spinning, like it's adjusting, like as these frequencies, and they are still coming up from the crystalline core, and they are still these flame, liquid flame of the aqua, of the emerald, of the amethyst, and of the gold. All four of those frequency colors still coming up in these beautiful liquid flames. It's the only way I can describe it. And these flames of liquid light literally purging your fields, purging and transforming at an alchemical level with this divine flame, if you will. Although it looks much more liquid, it is not, it's more of a slow motion rather than a fast burn. This is a really beautiful alchemical process that is gently, very, very gently moving through all layers of your body and your fields, at least in your energetic bodies that are contained within the beautiful sphere of light between your galactic and your Earth star. And as these beautiful liquid flames of light come through, they are transforming at an alchemical level anything that is dissonant, anything that is not in harmonic resonance. And for some of you, you may begin to feel very emotional in this process as distortions or things that are out of balance or alignment with this truth, with this higher frequency of the Divine Mother begins to transform and dissipate in your fields. You may feel that need to emote emotionally. This is a deep, deep surrender back into the divine womb, the divine mother's energy of unconditional love, but unconditional love beyond what the human mind and even our heart at this level of consciousness can really comprehend. Allow yourself to surrender. Let go of any resistance you may be having as those frequencies emanating from the beautiful crystalline core of Gaia, who we also call our mother, pulsates and emanates a higher frequency of truth around the mother principle as she is anchoring and activating more of her crystal body, opening up her innate frequencies of love and light. It permeates and penetrates our systems, purifying and upshifting our capacity to even understand the depths of this incredible frequency that we have been unable to tap into before. We've had frequencies that have led us to this point, that has brought us to this now moment. And it is now time to move beyond into a much more refined, much more authentic frequency of the Divine Mother, of the Divine Feminine Principles of Light. You may begin to feel your feet tingling. You may feel some burning very quickly in different parts of your body, whether it's a burning or just a heat sensation. Woo! Boot! Wow. Many of you may have just felt that. That was a big group. A lot of you released all at the same time as more of those Diamond Sun beautiful codes of light continue to pour in from our sun, the great central sun, and beyond. Moving through your galactic star, there was a beautiful influx of those codes coming in as those transformational energies coming up from Gaia were able to make space is the word I'm hearing. Woo. And yes, we often think of the Diamond Sun or the Sun Codes as more of a Father Principle, which is truth. But the Father Principle goes hand in hand with the Mother Principle. And as we begin to embody even higher states of understanding and frequency of the divine union, there cannot be one without the other. This is why the Diamond Sun codes are coming in at the same time that the divine feminine is being transmitted, if you will, through the beautiful crystalline core of Gaia. And I want you to just sit in the frequency of your high heart. You may be experiencing a little bit of memory flashback of things that are transmuting with the alchemical frequencies of that liquid fire energy coming up. You may have memories of situations, people, places, things that you've done, things that you've experienced. And as you feel those, allowing and surrendering, if you will, any resistance, any judgment, beautiful, beautiful. If you go back down to your Earth star and take a look, if you're looking at the top of it from above, you'll see still those beautiful frequencies of light making sacred geometry. Again, like when you put particles of sand on a speaker and you emit music through it, it literally will bounce, especially in a bass frequency, and make different sacred geometries. This is the same kind of thing that is happening on your Earth star right now as it continues to receive these incredible frequencies coming up from the crystalline core of Gaia. But each of you are receiving your own unique sacred geometries in your Earth star based upon you. Beautiful. And please bring your awareness back into your high heart. And feel into the incredible peace that is currently emanating from your high heart. Feel the resonance with these beautiful frequencies as you, your essence, comes into a much higher alignment, a much higher resonance. And as you come into that state of resonance within your high heart, come into the presence of that Divine Mother frequency. There is no separation between you and this incredible frequency of compassion, of unconditional love. And for a moment or more, I invite you to sit in that awareness. And recognize all of the beings, all of the humans, all of the animals, all life on this planet, in truth, we are all one. We all emanate from the same source. And as you come back into that awareness, which we've spoken of many, many times, to go deeper into feeling that truth, and allow that compassion, that unconditional love, for the essence of all life on this planet, beyond the personality, but the essence of every living thing, it's all source, it's all creation. It's all light at its purest emanation. Moving beyond the human personality, at the core, it is source energy. And allow yourself to really sit in that knowing, in that awareness. And allow that beautiful compassion to expand. Allow the higher wisdom of the truth of who you are, begin to shift your experience in this reality, allowing you to look beyond into the core and the truth. And to operate from that level of compassion and understanding and knowing as you walk through the world, truly emanating a higher frequency Take another beautiful, nice, deep breath. You may begin to feel quite a bit going on again in the back of your higher mind. You may feel quite a bit going on in the high heart region of your chest. You may feel quite a bit going on in your solar plexus as well. And you may notice that those beautiful frequencies coming up from Gaia, those liquid flames of light, if you will, are all starting to disintegrate. And as those diamond sun encodements continue to come down through the galactic star, they're still looking like golden drops of light emanating prisms of frequency of that plasma light coming in, and that photon light coming in, it holds it all. Dancing within your fields, dancing within your body as it continues to interact with the beautiful Divine Mother frequencies, bringing this into a higher state of actualization, of actually emanating these higher frequencies of consciousness through your body, through your neural network. And opening up your light body and crystal body as well. You may still feel quite a bit of tingling going on at the base of your feet. As the frequency is actually shifted from what is coming up from the crystalline core of Gaia, it's more of a refined stream of light. There is not the pulsation going through the Earth star in the same way. It's much more refined, which is coming up and moving in through your body. There's quite a bit going on in your kidneys as we speak right now, and quite a bit in your liver, your pancreas, your spleen, actually all of the organs within that section of your body are being lit up right now. Most of them with a really beautiful amethyst and a blue aqua to it. And those organs are literally lighting up. The liver's got a little bit more gold to it, but they're emanating these frequencies of light through the organs. Again, your kidney, your liver, your spleen. Even your appendix, if you still have an appendix intact. Your gallbladder. And this energy is also starting to move through your intestines, through both the upper and the lower. Moving through your ovaries, if you still have the ovaries. Woo! That whole area of your body is just getting incredibly infused with this amethyst aqua frequency And again, quite a bit of the gold in the liver. That's the only one that's emanating quite a bit of gold as well. As these organs are purified again, the liver getting a lot of attention as it purifies emotions that are held within the physical. To allow this purification and allow these light codes and the diamond sun activation codes to be able to actually integrate and shift your level of perception and allow you to actually emanate and be within this frequency of light. Your whole body is just absolutely being infused with the emerald frequency of light coming in from the crystalline core of Gaia. And through your own high heart, a beautiful crystalline rose frequency emanating. The emerald and the rose moving through your entire body as pulsations of light. Your crown and your fourth eye very, very activated at this time. Your organs beginning to have less and less of the frequency moving through it. That purification is starting to come to completion for this particular wave of light. And if you notice, you may actually feel, see, sense, or just know every single vertebrae in your back is lighting up. It's lighting up with the gold frequency and a little bit of the aqua frequency coming through. It's starting at the base of your spine and working its way all the way up with each vertebrae lighting up. And a beautiful golden liquid light going through your spinal fluids. Woo! Going all the way up into your master switch. And that gold frequency of light going into the pineal, the pituitary, the hypothalamus. I think I said that right. Ooh, that liquid gold moving up feels very profound at this time. Beautiful. And moving into the pineal, that liquid gold as it came up through the spinal fluids, all the way up your spine, up through the master switch, up into the pineal. There's, and now it's starting to actually do a loop. Around your head, coming back into the pineal, actually goes about an inch and a half, an arcing that's happening. A Incredible, beautiful. Take another beautiful, nice deep breath as this golden, there's aqua in it too. There's an aqua flame to it as well. And you can see it moving through the spinal, liquid spinal column, going all the way up your, the fluid in your spine, all the way up through the brain, up into the pineal. Starting to activate what I believe is called the Ankh. Your high heart configuration, very much so, shifting and aligning at this time. Your galactic star starting to emanate an entire different frequency of those diamond sun codes coming through for many of you. And for many, there is now literally almost like a funnel going into the pineal of those beautiful diamond sun encodements coming in. And they're dropping down into the pineal all the way down, and they're moving through the spinal column, the spinal fluid, all the way down to the base of your spine, down into the original cells at the very end of your tailbone, and then coming back up the other side, all the way through, all the way up into the pineal. That was just opening up more space for that to flow beautifully, beautifully, beautifully. Beautiful. I want you to bring your awareness back into your high heart. And actually, I just want you to be fully aware of your entire body and fields. There is a lot happening, continuing to happen, as those beautiful diamond sun codes continue to move through the spine in that liquid gold light. Some of you may feel activations going on in your eyes. You may be blinking quite quickly, or your eyes may be moving quite rapidly. Some of you are having heart palpitations as your system is trying to upshift into this new high frequency. And I suspect many will have noticeable heart palpitations throughout the entire portal, all the way through this beautiful activation of light, of these divine mother principles fully come into fruition. Your body will continue, the heart will continue to have fluctuation as your frequency rises and your nervous system adjust into the higher frequencies of light. Go ahead and take another beautiful, nice, deep breath. And I want you to just scan your body. And if there's anywhere that you feel like you need extra support, whether that's the kidneys or the liver or your intestines, just go ahead and place your hands wherever you may feel there may be some needed extra support in your purification process. Beautiful. And with your next breath, we're going to go ahead and consciously disconnect from the cosmic heart for the purpose of this particular activation. And if you choose to go ahead and disconnect from the crystalline core of Gaia, if you choose, you can stay connected. It's just a personal choice at this moment, what feels more aligned for you. Go ahead and take another beautiful, nice, deep breath all the way down into your abdomen. And as you do, begin to wiggle your toes. Open your eyes. Maybe begin to move your shoulders a bit and your legs a bit, coming fully into your body. And if you can, go ahead and just place your hand over your high heart and just feel into the presence of your essence, of your higher self, connecting back into more of the truth of who you have always been as divine. One more nice, beautiful breath, acknowledging and thanking your body, sending a wave of gratitude to the trillions and trillions and trillions of cells that create this incredible vehicle for your awakening. Fully awake, fully aware, and fully embodying a whole new level of the Divine Mother energy principles, stepping into a new state of being. Blessings. Mm-hmm.